Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Voice of Alandia. I am Kiran, the creator of Alandia. But let's cut to the chase, as you and me have a mysterious pixie to find. And on that cue, let me welcome an amazing mind, who by the looks of it, is as curious as you and me on what we are about to find. Hi, Mariana. It's great to have you back in the Voice of Alandia. Are you enjoying your visit to Alandia?
Very much, Kiran. Very much.
So what has been fascinating for you till now that makes you keep coming back?
No, it's we spoke about a lot of your things you have been creating, and also here in Alandia, I'm fascinated with Alandia. We spoke about the creation of it. We have spoken about what things are there, places, and also a lot of pixies. And in this imaginary land, you don't even have that. You even have more. You have concepts. And I think if you start with something that is very useful for a person who has just started the journey, what would that be?
Yeah, so the way Alandia is built, it's like layers. So you have, as I describe in the book, you have one layer of stories. The second is a layer of concepts, which is a bit nerdy stuff. But when I nerd with things, you know, I smile. I sometimes grimace trying to figure it out. And then I have a layer, what I call toys. And these are basically things which I have great fun creating, but also help me measure that I'm smiling more than I'm grimacing. And then I have what I call these ice packs, or basically visual games, which I have great fun, you know, talking about and creating, because visualization for me is the coolest source of smiles.
If we go back to the concepts, I know there's a concept, for example, called not worth. That's very practical, down to earth. That's a good way to start, I think. I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, sure. So let's talk about not worth. And once again, like I told you, I've been called a nut for most of my life. So I decided to call this concept not worth. And I've written perfectly imperfect through the lens of business. So there are a lot of business terminology I use and I spin on. So not worth is just a spin on what we talk about in the business called net worth. So if you call me at 12 o'clock in the night and you ask me, Kiran, what's your net worth? In 2 minutes, I've said I've got so much money in the bank. I've got so much of money in properties, stocks, etc. So by the click of my finger, I've given you an answer. But then if you ask me, Kiran, what is your net worth? Or that's what's the value of your brain? I wouldn't be able to answer you, because that's a very, very intangible question. So I actually sat down once again, looked at O, the happy O, when everything is going well for me. And I realized when there are four pillars of what I call wealth, which are in balance, I generally smile more than I grimace. And the first one is what I call the physical wealth pillar, or the physical wealth. That's me. So if I look after myself, exercise, eat properly, etc., maintain a good physical shape, I'm happy. And then if some major disease comes, then I need help. So whatever I can control in my power, I should always focus to have a good physical health. The second is what I call the financial pillar of wealth. Finance is very, very important, because the better finance you have, the more you can do fun stuff like creating Alandia. And of course, there's many things in the financial space where I have control over. The third, which was the toughest for me to define, was the mental pillar, right? How mentally stable are you? How is your mental health? I call it wealth, right? Because I can invest in it to earn more on my mental health.
Makes sense.
Right? And this took a lot of time for me to figure out, right? Because for 50-something years of my life, I never knew what stress was. I never knew what burnout was. But when it hit me, right, I realized that was a very, very fragile part of my existence. And the fourth pillar of wealth is what I call the social wealth. And that's what we have spoken a lot about, is how important it is to have a secure net of family and friends to help you and guide you through the toughest moments of your life. So I put all these things together and I define what I call my net worth, right? Because literally today, I can put a value, not in dollars, but in smiles or grimaces, of what my net worth is. Because what I realize also, if any of these pillars of wealth were not doing well, the other pillars would suffer also. For example, if I was physically handicapped, maybe my financial and my mental wealth pillars would also be impacted. If my social wealth was corrupted by having some bad friends or company, the foundation of my other pillars of wealth would decrease also. So these four pillars of wealth, when in balance, make me smile more than I grimace.
That's very true. Very true. But you have other concepts also. And I don't think you have to go so much in depth with them. Just to understand, you have created so many things in this Olanja which helps you. For example, you have an energy grid. You have a concept of leeches and chattering monkeys. You have smile and grimace, P and L. Can you explain very fast what those concepts are?
Yeah, I think the best place to start is what I call the smile and grimace, P and L. Because for me, it's a toy, right? It helps me measure how much I'm smiling or grimacing. And this basically comes naturally to most leaders because you're used to managing a profit and loss statement at work. So very often, I think almost once a week nowadays, I sit down and literally think of my smile as assets and my grimaces as liabilities. And I actually list what am I doing that makes me smile and what am I doing that makes me grimace. And at the end of the day, I can put a ballpark figure and saying, okay, today I have a positive P&L because I'm smiling more than I grimace. So it's a beautiful concept. It is built on the same way as a company's P&L statement is built, but it's beautiful, it's very tangible and very useful. And if you get the discipline and a term and to do it, you can literally build your own P&L slowly by starting small and then building it up week by week, year by year.
That's also a very good way just to keep an eye for how your mood is.
Yeah, it's a very,
it's a very physical way to measure it.
Yeah, and it's also a good way to communicate to your family or friends saying that, you know, I'm going through a tough time because, you know, this pillar of wealth or this asset, you know, it's suffering, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a very tangible tool to deal with any situation of life you are in.
What about energy grid? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so energy grid is another location in Olandia. And what I actually found out, and this I credit the medical professionals who helped me when I was dealing with ADHD, they said, if you don't have energy, Kiran, it's very difficult to smile. So I worked a lot in what I call find ways to survive with ADHD. And then I actually studied, okay, how do I manage this energy? Because all of us don't have an infinite source of energy. We have to learn to manage this energy. So for example, when the sun is shining, I produce a lot of energy because, you know, I'm on my cycle in short pants, swimming in the beach, etc. So I'm really producing a lot of energy. But I also have to be very careful to use the energy wisely so it doesn't sort of disappear for the wrong reasons. So this is where the concept of the energy grid came into play. It's how do I produce energy? How do I use energy? And how do I store energy for rainy days? So there's a complete concept called the energy grid in the book. And I can also talk in that connection with the leeches and chattering monkeys because I know my sources of energy which make me smile. Cooking, eating, daddy jokes, flying a kite, cycling. But what are the examples of things which drain me of energy? And this, once again, comes back to the corporate world where I define this concept called leeches and chattering monkeys. And I must quickly add that no leeches or chattering monkeys were harmed when I worked with this concept. So what I actually found out, and I'm a very good-natured person, so at work, I tend to help everybody who comes and asks for help. But some people would come quietly into my life like a leech. They would sit on my leg, unnoticed, suck blood, and either I had to remove them with some granny's trick, or I had to wait for them to fall off by themselves. And I found out in the workplace, there were very similar people. So very quietly, they would come and ask me, Kiran, will you do this for me? And I would say, yes. And again, they would come and say, Kiran, will you do this for me? And I would say, yes. And very often I found out that I'd use my whole day to help other people than actually doing my own work. So I had to stay at home longer. And then I also found out when I went and asked the same people for help, they would come with an excuse saying, I can't do this. If the excuse was genuine, fair enough. But very often I found the excuse fake. And this is where the concept of leech came in. Because these people actually sucked more energy out of me than they gave me back. But on the other hand, I also found out what I call the chattering monkey. So if you go, for example, to a meeting, somebody enters the room, they have a fantastic personality, you get mesmerized by them, and very, very soon you're working for them because you think it's so nice to be in their company. They're mesmerizing people. But very, very often after 2 or 3 months, they're probably gone. They've sold something which they cannot deliver, and you are stuck with all the baggage. And these people, again, are fascinating people because they probably have a different motive than you have. they literally drain you of energy. Some of them help you, but the others, if they go after 3 months, then all the energy they have created in the first week seeps out of you because you've got to clean up all the rubbish. And that's why I call them chattering monkeys, because like monkeys, they're on your shoulder, they're whispering in your ear, they're chattering in your ear, follow me, follow me, follow me. But very often you're following them for the wrong reasons.
So back to your energy grid. So they are the drainers.
They are examples of things which drain you of energy. And of course, also missing the car keys, for example, or fighting with somebody on the road and, you know, losing your temper in traffic. These are simple examples, right? But also, you know, investing time and energy in the wrong people, you know, being too much on social media, spending money for the sake of spending money, and then realizing, okay, you know, I don't have the money. These are simple examples of things which drain you for energy, right?
Mm. You have many, many more concepts in Olandia. And I think we should dive into them a little later, because I think we had enough for today. Thank you very much, Kiran.
Thank you. And that brings us to a close of this episode. Thank you for investing your time to listen to my adventures. And if some of them made you ponder a bit or smile, remember there are many more waiting to be discovered on my website, kiranvaz.com, KIRANVAS.com. Until we meet again, I promise you, I'm already planning my next adventure.